Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. The government's response to COVID in every nation around the world has demonstrated that government is obsolete. And what we're going to see over the next, let's say, 5 to 7 years, something like that, is a worldwide revolt against government, almost a civil war as the people rise up against their own governments in multiple countries and essentially make them obsolete. You could say overthrow them, but that's not really the right term because it's not as if they're going to install some other government. I believe we are at the tipping point now where we are about to move past the realm of government monopolies of nation states in control of humanity. And the reason I believe that is because what governments have demonstrated in their response to COVID is that they have abandoned every promise upon which faith in government has previously rested. So you think about what are the main things that governments promise. In every case, they have betrayed those things. For example, they promise to maintain civility in society. They, you know, by having police that are fair and just in the way they deal with things. Well, and then governments turn around and they defund the police. Or they push vaccine mandates, driving police off the police force or driving firefighters off the fire responders force and so on. So government can't even be counted on to do that basic function. Government has long held the promise that it would respect individual human rights. In the U.S., we have the Bill of Rights. In other countries, we have various constitutions and documents and so on. Well, COVID has proven that governments absolutely abandoned any pillar of respecting human rights, and that they will throw them away at the slightest convenience in order to assert absolute tyranny, especially as we've seen in places like Australia, New Zealand, the UK, right? Many other countries around the world. Governments promised that they would provide for a stable money supply, a stable currency, a stable economic environment. And yet, what have governments around the world done, especially lately? Just take the United States as an example. They've printed trillions of dollars of fiat currency. They have destabilized the existing currency. They've caused massive price inflation. And as a result, they've made just everyday food unaffordable, especially to low-income Americans. So they've punished the poor when government has always promised to help the poor. What they're really doing with money printing is punishing the poor while bailing out the rich. Because a lot of the stimulus money goes to wealthy corporations and the CEOs that run them. I mean, just look at the money that's gone to Pfizer and Moderna for the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, I should say, which are really biological weapons that are achieving some measure of depopulation. That's the other thing. Governments have long operated under the promise that they would, you know, represent the interests of the people, that they would help people be safe and be healthy. And yet, what we've seen with all of this is that it's exactly the opposite. The government's literally trying to kill people, trying to achieve depopulation, trying to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11 for no scientific reason whatsoever. And governments, like the United States government, has long promised that it would defend our borders, and yet it's not defending our borders at all. It's just allowing illegals and some number of terrorists just march right into the country. And then Biden says we're going to hand out $450,000 as a reward to each family that crosses the border. It's beyond treason. It is, in fact, it's the government admitting that it is obsolete, that the people of the world no longer have any need for government whatsoever, and that a completely different structure of society is now called for. And there are some pretty amazing signs that a lot of the people around the world are waking up to this possibility. And one of the areas where we see a shining example of this is in cryptocurrency, the decentralization of the idea of money. Now, I know cryptocurrency has many problems, and a lot of it is just hype and get-rich-quick schemes of fly-by-night coins and so on. But the overall idea of a peer-to-peer system that has no central authority and that requires no central bank and that isn't run by the government, this is a very freeing concept. And imagine if the same thing were true in medicine. What would medicine look like if the federal government did not control hospitals and what they're allowed to prescribe or give to patients, let's say, with COVID? You know, right now in hospitals across America, you're not allowed to give a patient ivermectin because the federal government says, well, ivermectin is not allowed, even though it could reduce deaths by 80 to 85%. You're not allowed to give a patient ivermectin for political reasons, for reasons having to do with the profits of big pharma, you see. But if you decentralize healthcare and you had, in fact, a decentralization of the entire medical board system, so you no longer have central authorities that license doctors. Rather, you have a voting and ranking system tied into blockchain where essentially anybody can claim to offer something. It might be herbal medicine, energy healing, you know, or if you're a surgeon, maybe brain surgery and so on. But every health practitioner has a reputation voted on by their patients, and the votes are in the blockchain. It's kind of like a cryptocurrency system for reputation management of healthcare providers. Suddenly, the doctors are responsible for the results they get. Instead of just getting paid off to kill patients, which is what the system has been, what if they got rewarded for keeping patients alive? You know, what a concept. Well, that's consistent with the peer-to-peer cryptocurrency and a blockchain type of setup, a decentralized reputation management system. And it could extend to much more than just healthcare. It could extend to all kinds of service businesses. What if every electrician and every plumber had a reputation management system that was tied to people paying for the services through a cryptocurrency, you know, some kind of blockchain decentralized system, where every time you make a payment, you also get a vote for that counts for the reputation of the service provider. And the votes count according to how much money had exchanged hands, you see. But if you think about everything from universities and education systems, why are universities so expensive when they're all basically engaged in remote learning at this point? There's no point to pay a university $80,000 a year to take classes on a computer from home while you're also required to have a vaccine mandate, you know? It makes no sense whatsoever. And so COVID, or really the reaction to COVID by governments and universities and other institutions, is actually showing how insane they are, how obsolete they are. And even medicine. You have a medical system that cannot bring itself to prescribe ivermectin, or that cannot even recognize the value of vitamin D. Well, you have a medical system that's obsolete. It has failed. You have the media right now falling all over itself to talk about how great Pfizer's new anti-COVID pill is. They claim to reduce deaths by, what, 80, 89% or something in people who take the pill. Well, the pill is nothing but a protease inhibitor. And by the way, there's another protease inhibitor that's a fraction of the cost. It's called ivermectin. And ivermectin is known to prevent 80 to 85% of deaths. So it's in the same category, especially if you consider that Pfizer is probably fudging some of their numbers. And by the way, even if Pfizer is 89% effective, that's not even as good as vitamin D, which is available for pennies a day. So you have a healthcare system that can't recognize the things that work, that are affordable, that are cheap, but is only pushing those things that are expensive and patented and happen to enrich the politically connected big pharma companies. Well, you have a medical system that is no longer a healthcare system. It's just a for-profit exploitation of patient suffering, and thus it is obsolete. And the same thing is true in the food system. You know, the corporate farming, GMOs, pesticides, the centralization of food production, food distribution. It's an obsolete system, and how do we know that? Because the shelves are empty in many places. I mean, not every shelf, but a lot of shelves are going empty because centralized food production is highly vulnerable to collapse. and to supply chain disruptions, obviously. So if you had a decentralized food system, which exists in some ways in CSAs, community-supported agriculture, that system is resilient. In fact, that's a very important word in all of this. We need to design a society from this point forward that has high resiliency, that's adaptive, that can handle glitches and disruptions, that can handle, you know, problems with fossil fuels or storms or civil wars or what have you. And resilient systems, redundant systems, are decentralized systems. And this is what humanity needs in order to move forward. We do not need centralized governments that violate our rights and that are run by corrupt criminals or mentally incompetent fools like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, neither one of whom you can understand a thing they're saying. They're just babbling lunatics on any given day. How are they given the power to rule over us? They are insane lunatics. It's time to stop this nonsense. We don't need just Trump back in power, for example. We don't need even a representative system of government. What we need is a revolutionary new approach to the structure of society that makes centralized government obsolete. And it's not anarchy, by the way. Some people might be thinking, oh, you're talking about anarchy. No, not anarchy. We're talking about a different structure. So there is still the rule of law. There is still structure. There are rules of society, but the rules are based in essentially, you know, algorithms, you could say, although I'm not talking about AI systems. I'm talking about rules that people follow, or heuristics might be a better term for that. Rules that we follow in society, such as when you provide a service, someone pays you, and someone gets to vote on the quality of your service, and that becomes part of the vote. And that becomes part of the reputation of your service, and so on. So we don't need government to provide so-called funding to solve problems. What we need is government to be gone, to set humanity free, to let the people of the world function with their own creativity and their own ideas and their own freedoms, and to keep the earnings of their own output. We need more freedom, not more government. More government's only going to lead to more tyranny at this point. You think a bigger government would result in less tyranny? No, it's impossible. Bigger government's only going to be more tyranny and less freedom. And the answer now, moving forward for humanity, is less government and more humanity. Let the humanity part of civilization be expressed and come forward and solve problems with the genius and the creativity and the compassion and empathy that only human beings have. Governments don't have empathy. Corporations don't have compassion. Governments and corporations are not human. They are the Borg. And that's why they are cruel and inhumane. And that's why we have January 6th peaceful protesters rotting in prisons right now in Washington, D.C. We have hundreds of political prisoners being tortured in D.C. right now. Government once again proving that it cannot make good on its basic promise of respecting due process or the rule of law or human rights. So watch carefully, because we are in the last stages of society being structured the way that you are familiar with. There's going to be a global revolution against centralized government. And a lot of it will be technology driven. There's going to be a quest for freedom worldwide. It will take several years to fully build steam. And the governments of the world are going to launch more bioterrorism and more false flags and more violence, anything, maybe wars, to try to control humanity in their last desperate chapter. But in the end, governments are obsolete. We don't need them anymore. We don't need representative government. We don't need Congress. We don't need a White House. We don't need a president. We don't need any centralized bureaucracies. What we need is decentralization. That's the answer for humanity. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And catch more of my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. Take care.